So you mentioned the AFFINITY trial, one of the big stories in breast cancer in the past year. Maybe you comment a little bit on your thoughts about that study, what it means, and how it's affected the way you make decisions in your practice.
So, I mean, there are a few things to say about the AFFINITY study. The first is that, as you know, this was well done. It was a clean, randomized trial of adjuvant chemotherapy and trastuzumab versus that same regimen with the addition of pertuzumab, also given for a year. The study population ended up having a good prognosis, and that's been a common problem in a lot of breast cancer studies. We'll add, in case anyone's listening who hasn't thought this through, that's a good problem to have, but we're seeing, you know, response rates that are high, we're seeing disease-free survival rates that are high, and so it's harder to see major shifts in the curve. In the end, the study showed that pertuzumab did lower the risk of recurrence. This was particularly observed in higher risk cases, node-positive breast cancers in particular. The absolute difference was more noticeable in ER-negative than in ER-positive cases. The nice thing about the pertuzumab-based regimen is that for the most part, it's reasonably well tolerated. A few women will get diarrhea. It also piggybacks onto the trastuzumab regimen, so there's no extra duration of treatment. It's the same day the patient's coming in for trastuzumab-based therapy. So, you know, where are we working with pertuzumab and where are we not? I think if you work down the scale for higher risk cancers, stage three breast cancers, higher risk stage two, especially node positive stage two breast cancers, I think adding pertuzumab to the cocktail probably makes a lot of sense. For smaller stage two, especially node negatives, and for stage one breast cancers, we and other groups have shown really terrific outcomes with trastuzumab and chemotherapy, but without the addition of pertuzumab. And so for those women, especially stage one cancers, I think chemo and trastuzumab is very adequate, and we would not typically be adding pertuzumab-based therapy.